You're listening to Alive 90.5 with Anne and Julie from Pick a Mix.
Yay!
So we just wanted to shout out to Rage. You've just 2 hours before that was Rage on the radio, and she had some awesome music. It's always great when we come on and prep for our show because we get to listen to her music as it goes on. So welcome, Rage. And afterwards at 4 o'clock we've got The Drive with Jerem, haven't we?
Yeah. But in between, it's Pick and Mix.
Pick a Mix with Anne and Julie. Don't forget the Anne and don't forget the Julie. So our guest today, not till about 2:30, we're going to give her a call, is Agnes Michelet, I think. We'll find out when we actually talk to her, from the Form Dance Project, talking about the annual dance festival, Sharp Short Dance. This returns to the Riverside Theatre from the 12th, which is today, to the 16th of November. And it actually gives young dancers and choreographers the opportunity to present their own works in front of industry professionals. That's so good for kids, isn't
yes.
it? You know,
yeah.
I'm sure there's lots of kids out there that have been practicing and are all getting ready and things like that. So it'd be great to chat to her. So if you've got any questions, just pop that on our Facebook page and we will ask her, definitely.
And if you're a lover of dance, it's all happening from tonight at the Riverside Theatre.
On the 12th, which is today. Well, I went to a lovely restaurant, cafe-type place on Saturday called Milky Lane. Have you been?
It's no,
in Parramatta. I know there's another one. I think there's one in Artarmon and one at Bondi. And a friend of mine, we were just, I don't know, it came up on our Facebook page or something. Well, it was delicious.
Oh.
Beautiful cocktail. We had burgers and, oh, I don't know, just, you know, when everything was so yummy, it was sort of like a retro-y kind of place. It had all this graffiti on the walls. The water bottle was like a litre Coke bottle, but in the old days, you mm-hmm. know, the Coca-Cola ones.
Yeah.
They had like a Milky Lane napkin and things, but it was just so yummy. It was very nice. So if you're listening out there, have a look at that one and see, go and have a look. But I do recommend to book, because we were told that we only had, if you book, you've got 5 minutes to keep your booking, otherwise it's taken. And we thought, oh well, you know, we quickly got there at 11:30. By 11:45, it was just about full. So anyway, Milky Lane, that was a really good one. It's good to plug local businesses if we've been and they've been delicious.
Yeah, very good.
So, what are we talking about, Julie? What have we got today?
We're just catching up on what we've been doing for the last week.
That's right. Well, what have you been doing?
I went to see Fangirls on Friday night at the mm-hmm. Belvoir Street Theatre in Darlinghurst, I think it is. It was okay. It got really good reviews. I must admit, I struggled to feel that it was quite at the level of the reviews, but it was, you know, it was very nice. It was a good night out. It was a bit of a parody on, well, it wasn't very well hidden, One Direction. The band that the girl was a fan of was called, in the play, was called True Connection, I think.
Oh, okay, but it was actually One Direction.
Yes, and the lead singer was Harry with all the floppy hair, so.
Oh, okay, I think it's a dead giveaway then, isn't it?
Yeah. But no, it was good.
Mm.
And then a nice long lunch with friends in Manly on Sunday afternoon, which was very
nice. I haven't been to Manly for ages. But now that it's getting warmer, it'll be so nice to go, won't it? Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, let's get some music. Let's get some boogieing going on before we chat to Agnes.
Oh, it looks French to me. So the linguist in me says it's Agnes. But, I mean, if she calls herself Agnes, then we'll follow suit.
That's right. When we chat to her, it's hard when you've just got a word and not a person.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got a bit of AC/DC. It's A Long Way to the Top, if you want to rock and roll.
Oh, Anne's got a rock and roll on today.
I'm going today. And then the other one, Air Supply, Making Love Out of Nothing at All. A bit sort of different, but we're getting there. We will be back after these songs.
Chambers Cellars Winston Hills, proudly independent cellars, has a wide selection of wines from Australia's unique wine regions, as well as local and international beers and spirits. Pop in and meet Mark and the team, who will give you the best advice at the right price. Open 7 days a week, Chambers Cellars, your local cellars for all your entertaining needs and for relaxation. Chambers Sellers, station sponsor.
Running out Your sound, your community, Alive 90.5.
And I know just how to cry. I know just where to find the answers. And I know just how to lie. I know just how to fake it. And I know just how to scheme. I know just when to face the truth. And then I know just when to dream. And I know just where to touch you. And I know just what to prove. I know when to pull you closer. And I know when to let you loose. And I know the night is fading. And I know the time's gonna fly. And I'm never gonna tell you everything I gotta tell you. But I know I gotta give it a try. And I know the roads to riches. And I know the ways to fame. I know all the rules and then I know how to break them. And I always know the name of the game. But I don't know how to leave you. And I'll never let you fall. And I don't know how you do it. Making love out of nothing at all. 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 Out of nothing at all.
Welcome back. You're listening to Alive 90.5 with Pick a Mix with Anne and Julie. And you were just listening to a bit of AC/DC. It's A Long Way to the Top, which is like a big loud song. And then a little bit of relaxing Air Supply, Making Love Out of Nothing at All. But both good songs and both good to listen to. So got your heart racing the first one, and the second one got a little bit slower.
Time to calm down.
Time to calm down. Okay, there is a traffic update. There is a grass fire on Cranebrook, the northern road near Cranebrook Road. Road closed in southbound directions. Motorists can use Cranbrook Road, Castlereagh Road, and then Andrews Road to return to the Northern Road. Emergency services are there, so just allow extra travel time for that, and please watch out for fires. And
yes.
You've got...
Yeah. I'm looking at the New South Wales RFS app, Fires Near Me, and I think that's actually the one that looks like it's the most serious fire near us at the moment. It's at Llandeilo on the Northern Road, so that potentially could be a bit serious and cause some travel disruptions. So I strongly suggest that in these sorts of fire conditions, you keep looking on a regular basis at Fire Near Me, Fires Near Me, to see what's happening. We're okay. We're reasonably okay in Sydney at the moment. But if you look at the rest of New South Wales, unfortunately, the situation further north still looks pretty dire. Unfortunately, there's a number of very serious fires as you get up towards Taree and further north. So hopefully everyone stays safe. But yeah, it's not a great day out there today. A combination of hot weather and strong winds. Not great for bushfires.
It says that there's one on this app, which will keep you updated throughout our 2 hours, on Norwest Boulevard in Bella Vista. At the hills, there's a grass fire.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, mine hasn't updated yet.
Yeah, so I think just people beware when you're driving all over the place. Now, these ones, on the app, it shows you different colours, like the red one, you know, are the serious ones. These ones haven't been... registered or written to say what color they are, so they're just white. So I assume at the moment that is so that somebody goes there and fixes it, and then they'll hopefully update it, and it'll be just a one that's been controlled. But it's not very good. But yes, if you're having a look, it's the NSWRFS, which is, and it's Fires Near You, and it says Sydney as well, so it keeps up. And just download that app and it keeps you updated minute to minute of what's going on, and it shows you your watch zones, emergency information, fire danger ratings and hazard reductions and things. So it's a good app to get, and you just download it on your phone.
Yeah. My phone's updated. It looks like that one you just mentioned is up near Woolworths.
Oh, okay, at Norwest.
Yeah,
it just says
looks like it might be on the roundabout, actually, by the looks of it.
Are you looking at the actual...
On the map.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So if you are driving in that area, just take it easy, and there are other ways to get around, so maybe just take the long route road home and stay safe.
Presumably the fireys will be at that one pretty soon to put it out before it can get too big.
Yeah, and if your fire's listening out there, good luck, and we do appreciate everything that you do, because if we didn't have you, we would be suffering.
We would,
yes. That's right. Yeah. Well, let's get some music for these fire's. I think they need some Ed Sheeran.
Of course
Perfect
they do.
Perfect Symphony with Andrea Bocelli, because I love this song, and a bit of Adele, Rolling in the Deep. So if you're out there listening, here is a song's for you.
Alasil, one of the fastest growing Middle Eastern restaurant chains, opened in Castle Hill on Monday, 23rd September. As one of Sydney's most awarded Lebanese restaurants, the Alasil brand has become one of the fastest growing Middle Eastern restaurant chains in New South Wales, with divisions extending now launching in Castle Hill. For the finest Lebanese food experience, choose the Alasil way. Book today on 9131 5513 or pop into 614 Castle Street, the Piazza Castle Towers, Castle Hill. Alasil, station sponsor.
I found a love for me. Well, darling, just dive right in. follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time. Well, darling, just kiss me slow. Your heart is all I own, and in your eyes you're holding mine. Baby, I'm between my arms, barefoot on the grass, listening to our favorite song. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath, but you heard it. Darling, you look perfect tonight.
Sei la mia donna, la forza delle onde del mare. Cogli i miei sogni, i miei segreti, molto di più. Spero che un giorno l'amore che ci ha accompagnato diventi casa, la mia famiglia, diventi noi. E siamo sempre bambini, ma nulla è impossibile. Stavolta non ti lascerò. Mi baci piano ed io torno ad esistere. E nel tuo sguardo sera, vedi, sei perfetta per me.
Ballo con te
nell'oscurità, stretti forte poi sei un angelo e io t'ho aspettato quanto ti ho aspettato.
Perché tu stasera sei perfetta per me.
Now, I am hoping that we've got Agnes on the line. Agnes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Excellent. Good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, well, as you know, it starts tonight, so we're obviously a little bit busy.
And it's all about to happen for you, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, we are obviously, like everybody, a little bit affected by the bushfires.
Yes.
And the smoke that's in the city. For some of the dancers that may have some asthma, but
yes.
We are here all prepared for a lovely launch for a magnificent week of youth dance.
Excellent. So the first performance is tonight.
Yes, so we have three heats. So the first is tonight, the second is on Wednesday, and the third is on Thursday, and each night has a very big mix of styles, so between tap dance, flamenco, contemporary, jazz, classical. So it's really a trademark of Sharpshot Dance that anyone can enter with their own styles of dance, so hip-hop as well and so on.
And what's the philosophy behind the festival?
The philosophy is really to highlight the talent of young people and support them in really embracing their passion. So it's a very inclusive event. We invite anyone aged under 21. So I think the youngest we had was 8 2 years ago.
Wow.
It's a very nurturing environment. So we have an artistic producer whose task is to mentor them through their tech transfer. So we really aim at making them look the best we can. But it's a good experience for them because they are learning what it means to be in the theater, rehearse, provide indication of their lighting, the kind of music they wish to have, and so it's supporting them all the way until they basically perform in front of a very kind and warm audience.
So the dancers in the festival, are they typically experienced at performing in front of a live audience, or not so much so?
I think we have the whole range. Some of the dancers obviously participate in competitions already, those who are more on the verge of reaching 21 have already, most of them, performed in some capacity in concerts. But for some of them, it's the first time their teacher take them to perform. So we have dance teachers that are completely dedicated to their students and encourage them to put on an act. They prepare them to perform. I mean, it's up to 5 minutes, so that's quite manageable. And so for these students who might be 11, 12, 13, it is their first time. So that's why we have volunteers backstage. We provide them all the warmth and support we can. And Riverside Theatres is a very welcoming and community-focused theatre. So it's a really good place to be. They perform in the Lennox, which also has a really warm intimacy. So, it's the levels, I would say, are diverse, but everyone is totally committed to do their best on stage.
And it's a fantastic experience, particularly, I would imagine, for those that are new to performing live.
Yes, yes. I think last year, for example, one of the schools had some dancers who repeated a routine of Polynesian dance, and they really had no idea how far they would go, and they ended up winning the most outstanding duet, so they came through to the finale. And it's a lovely story because Sharpshot Dance sits within Form's program, so there is a continuity between participating in Sharpshot Dance and being engaged in other parts of our program. And this year in particular, we have an encounter which will be programmed at the Sydney Festival in January. And the dancers that were selected and have worked all year around with Emma Saunders, the artistic director, were actually selected from having participated in Sharpshot Dance the previous years. So that is one of the ways that Sharpshot Dance also contributes to other parts of the program, but it gives more opportunities to those we meet and see and watch and hear during the festival.
Very good. And it sounds as if you've got quite a lot of, you know, well-respected and eminent people from the industry in your judging panel. Tell us a little bit about some of the judges.
Yes, well, that's part of the support. So we have 2 to 3 judges each night, and all of them come from the industry. So, for example, on final night, we'll have Omer Bakley-Astrachan, who is himself an independent choreographer, but also is the course coordinator of the pre-professional year of City Dance Company. We have also Tara Robertson, who was a former Bangara dancer, who is joining us for the first time as a judging panel member this year. We have Marlo Benjamin, for example, who is a dancer with Chunky Move. So we Claire Gammon, who used to be the program manager at Ausdance in New South Wales and is now working with the Sydney Opera House. So we really reach out to peers to join the panels that will decide who goes to the finale first, and then awards all the prizes that we offer on Saturday night. And we have lots of them, so that means the success rate is high. Yes.
So tell us about some of the prizes. The awards, you've got some great things here. Outstanding Male and Female Performers, for example. Most Innovative Choreography.
Yes, Best Ensemble, Best Duet, Best Solo, Best Male Performer. So the prizes come from different sources. So from donors, particularly from our board, who contributes to the event. So there is cash. There are secondments with companies. So this year there will be 4 secondments. One with City Dance Company, one with Catapult Dance, which is based in Newcastle, one with Stalker Dance Company, and one with Dance.
Oh, it sounds like we have lost Agnès on the line there. Can you still hear me?
No, I think
we've
gone.
Lost her.
Yeah.
We will perhaps try and get her back on the line, but let's go to some,
interesting, doesn't
some
it?
Music. Yeah, I wanted to ask her how young people get involved.
Yeah, and what happens after?
Yes.
You know, when they win and things. Or,
that's right.
Yeah.
So,
she's
you're back. Hello, sorry, we lost you for a minute there.
Yeah. Well, we open registrations in early June. Mm-hmm. So we basically reach out to all the schools and the previous participants. But we also are supported by the team at Riverside Theatre. That's also a very, very... we try to reach out to as many schools as we can.
You're fading in and out a little bit there, Agnès. I don't know if the signal is playing up a little bit.
I can hear you.
Okay.
Yes. So what I was saying is that across New South Wales, we reach out to all schools, dance schools, and obviously public schools, all the dance teachers. And we also reach out to previous participants because some of them belong already to some cultural groups, for example. And that starts in June. So people can register. So then once we have all the registrations, we make a light selection, I shall say, because obviously... we have a limit in time of how many works we can include, but we still include up to 18 works per night, so that's quite a lot. So overall, we have almost 60 registrations per year, so that reaches to more than 150 dancers. Yeah. So it's quite many.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you're a young dancer out there, it sounds as if you need to keep an eye out for
June, sharp short dance around about June,
which is I think when you said the registration's open.
Yes, exactly. And it's an annual festival, so if you've missed it this year, you can always start preparing for the next year.
Yes, you'll have to remind us next year before June, and we'll plug it in on the radio.
And it's been a festival that's well established now, isn't it? I see you're in your 12th year now.
Yes, I mean, it's in its 12th year. So it goes alongside this also short theatre, active side theatre. So we are all having theatre on one hand and dance, and obviously form is producing sharp short dance. And these are events that are well honed and have had wonderful artistic producers that always bring their own signature to the event. So it's annual, but it's it just gets better every year, and but also they're different. So it's never exactly the same repeat, but obviously the operations in place are well honed.
Yes, that's good to know. And I think Anne had a question for you about...
Oh, just what can the children... Hi, it's Anne, sorry. What can the children expect? Like, if you have the winners and things, does that give them something, you know, that somebody will take them into and grow them more, what I'm trying to say?
Yes, so those who obviously win, some of them get the secondments, others also get some.
Oh, we've lost you again, Agnes.
She'll come back.
Yeah.
We'll just talk.
It sounds great, doesn't it?
Yeah,
so
it
I
does,
think
actually.
If you're a... oh, you're there again. Hi.
Yes. So prizes include secondments, but also studio space, intensive, summer intensives. So last year, for example, one member in the audience who was leads Sit Dance, which is a youth dance company in Sydney, offered one of the dancers to participate in a summer intensive. And she's back this year with a new choreography. So that's the kind of look that is
awesome.
So exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, that's brilliant. It's great for young people as well, isn't it?
Yeah, great opportunity.
Oh, it sounds awesome.
So let's just recap. So tonight is the first heat, yeah?
Yes.
Next heat, Wednesday?
Wednesday. It starts at 7:15 at Riverside Theatres. The whole night there is a first, obviously, first performance, which is all the young acts, and then we have an interval, and that's followed by the announcements, obviously, of those who will go to the finale. There's always a big cheer with bows.
I'm sure.
And on the finale, we'll have an extract of Encounter directed by Emma Saunders with the dancers who will be then performing at the Sydney Festival in January this year alongside many other young artists, young musicians from the Western Sydney Youth Orchestra and Fling Theatre. But that's in January. But an extract of that will be presented on Saturday on finale night.
Fantastic. Well, I hope you have a fantastic festival. I think if you're a lover of dance, the
definitely
Riverside is the place to be.
Come and cheer the young talent.
Yeah. Well, have a wonderful time, Agnes. And hopefully we'll get to catch up with you when it's in its 13th year.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right.
Take care.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, well, that was good. So, as I say, if you're a dance lover, it's now
definitely
the Riverside really is the
place to be.
The place to be.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So that's tonight it started, and it's on all the way till Saturday. So have a look on their website in case there's still some tickets left. Perfect. And if not, if you're a budding dancer sitting in the car, then go onto their website and get ready so that you know in June next year, listen to Alive 90.5, and we'll put it out there.
Yeah.
June next year, they'll be having auditions.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Right,
so we didn't have our Adele because we had the phone call instead, so we better get Adele back on, hadn't we?
We need to do that, don't we? Let's do that. We'll be back with you in just a few moments. Here we go. Here's Adele.
Are you in the market to hire an honest, reliable, long-term plumber? If so, you want to look out for one that is fully licensed and insured, has your interest at heart, displays professionalism, and is branded. Neat, clean, and tidy, and treats your domain with respect and care. Look no further. Waterflow Plumbing is your plumber. Fully licensed and insured in plumbing, draining, gas fitting, roof plumbing, waterproofing, and mini excavation. Call Bradley on 0488 300480 or email info at waterflowplumbing.com.au. Waterflow Plumbing, station sponsor.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. Is bringing me out the dark. The scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me thinking that we almost had it all. The scars of
Live 90.5, you're listening to Pick a Mix with Anne and Julie. And there don't seem to be any more fires at the moment, which is really good. But you were just listening to Adele, Rolling in the Deep. So that's us just about for the first hour. I can't believe it's gone again. I don't know. We just love coming here, and then the next minute, it's gone.
It's time to go home, isn't it?
It is. So we were just listening to
Agnes
Michelet from the Form Dance Project, talking about the annual dance festival, which was called Sharp Short Dance. It sounded so good, though.
Yes,
you know, if you're listening and you're a child and under 21 or a small adult, young adult, then I would definitely go along and watch it if you can, and keep an eye out of it for June next year if you're not old enough yet.
Yeah.
Does sound fantastic, because they are amazing dancers. You know, I sometimes watch Dance Mums. Have you ever watched that?
No.
Julie never watches anything, but oh my gosh. Sometimes, what's her name? Abby. She is a terrible person sometimes, but most of the time it's these mothers. These mothers are terrible. The way they talk and treat, and like, my daughter's not doing this, and the next minute she's doing a worse thing. I don't know. I just sort of think, there's no ways my daughter was allowed to go to something like that.
That's often the way, though, isn't it?
Yes.
The parents get a little bit too over-involved.
Yeah, I think so. I think
calm down, parents.
I know,
it's just
right.
For fun.
It's just a song. I mean, it's just a dance, yeah. But those young girls that did it in the last season, I mean, they're all, most of them are famous now.
Yes.
You know, so I suppose.
Is that the Honey Boo Boo person? Is that
no,
where she comes
gosh,
from?
You know, yeah, I'm sorry if you're listening, but Julie even said that.
So what was Honey Boo Boo then?
Honey Boo Boo did, I don't know, I only watched that a couple of times.
Oh,
that
okay.
Was, she wanted to be a beauty queen.
Oh,
and then she was
okay.
This and yeah, no, that's like a bit more trailer trash.
Okay. And weren't there Honey Boo Boo bows, those things, big things
no,
on top of little
no,
girls' heads?
You're thinking of JoJo bows.
Oh,
that's totally
right.
Different. Oh my cringe. Oh, Julie.
I'm getting my JoJo and my Honey Boo Boos all mixed up. Sorry.
No, JoJo's a good dancer and singer, and she's doing really well actually. But yeah, she had those bows on her head and she still wears them. But no, Honey Boo Boo is totally different.
Okay, I'll shut up there.
I think you better shut up now. Oh my gosh. All right, shall we have a bit of ABBA instrumental medley to get us to the news?
Let's do that.
And then after the news, we'll have more information about the fire, some safety precautions, bit of birthday, and what happened on this day.
Indeed.
All right, we'll be back after the news. Have a good drive.
Your sound, your community. Alive 90.5.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
I'm nothing special. In fact, I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing, 'cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud. So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what will I be without the songs we dance? What are we? So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me. Mother says I was a dancer before I could walk. She says I began to sing long before. I've often wondered, how did it all start? Who found out that nothing can capture a heart like a melody can? Well, whoever it was, I'm a fan. So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for
Welcome back to Alive 90.5. You're listening to Pick a Mix with Anne and Julie. And that was, of course, our start of the second hour, ABBA, Thank You for the Music. And as you know, we were probably singing.
We were.
We do love it. So I've got a bit of community diary for us. We've got the Water Runners coming tonight on with Ross M. Fears. It's John Littrick. Will be on a live 90.5 on the Australian Spectrum show, which is always on at 9 p.m. on Tuesdays. Today it's the 12th of November, featuring their album Point of No Return and Heading South. The Water Runners play a high energy blend of Australian folk, performing original songs that combine influences from bluegrass, country, traditional folk, and rockabilly, as well as the work of contemporary modern folk alternate rock artists. The Water Runners have played major festivals, radio, pubs, clubs, and community events from Sydney to the Snowy and Interstate. Their tight harmonies, strong musicianship, clever songwriting, and great stage banter have earned the Water Runners a reputation for engaging and entertaining live shows. Their website, if you want to know, is thewaterrunners.com, Facebook.com, The Water Runners, So, yeah, have a listen to that at 9 p.m. tonight with Ross M. Fears. And then the other community diary I've got is Craft Markets at 198 Old Prospect Road in Greystanes. The 16th of November these are on. So Our Lady Queen of Peace Parish in Greystanes will be again holding its highly popular craft market to raise funds for Diabetes New South Wales and ACT. It will feature 30 stalls selling quality Christmas decorations, and gifts, baby wear, kitchen goods, edible treats, jewellery, potted violets and much, much more. This will be a great day for the whole family with traditional Devonshire teas. Oh, I love Devonshire teas. And a sausage sizzle. The market will be held from 8 a.m. till 2 p.m. on Saturday the 16th of November in Camillary Hall. Camillary Hall, 198 Old Prospect Road, Greystanes. It's a great day for the calendar. This community announcement was brought to you by Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5. And in case anybody was wondering, Christmas is 42 days, 8 hours, 48 minutes and no seconds. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. What's 42 days? That's 6 weeks? Is that what
it is? Yes. 6 sevens are?
42.
I
think. I'll just check that on my calculator.
And everyone's shouting. Are you shouting out in the car? Yes, it's 42.
6 weeks. There we go.
Six weeks. Oh, my gosh. 6 weeks. It's Christmas. What are you going to tell us about? Birthdays?
Let's look at some birthdays. So happy birthday if it's your birthday today.
Oh, yes, it's my friend's birthday today.
Who's your friend?
Perry.
Happy birthday, Perry. I work with Perry.
We used to be the nurse unit manager of the Castle Hill Day Surgery together.
Well, there you go. Mm. So happy birthday, Kerry. Happy birthday if it's your birthday. You share the day with a few people, Tonya Harding. Now, you might remember the name Tonya Harding. Yep, yeah, she's 49 today. She was born in Portland, Oregon. She and her now ex-husband were involved in a plot to injure rival skater Nancy Kerrigan in 1994.
Right. I remember that, yes.
And she, of course, was the subject of the film I, Tonya, only a couple of years ago, that Margot Robbie starred in.
I think it was only last year.
So 2017, so time flies.
No, I shouldn't say anything.
And it's also the birthday of Booker T. Jones, as in Booker T. and the MGs. Have you ever heard of Booker T. and the MGs?
I don't know.
Time is Tight. He was a keyboard player and a producer. And the MGs didn't stand for the car. That stood for Memphis Group.
Oh, okay. You know what I'm like with a song. You have to play it for me to remember.
Oh, we should see if we can find it. Yeah. We've got a song connected to birthdays, and I'll tell you about that in a moment.
What are they called again? And I'll look them
Booker
up.
Booker T and the MGs, right, as in Booker T and the Memphis Group. It's Paul McNamee's birthday, the Australian tennis player who in 1980 won the men's doubles with Peter McNamara. And that year they also won the men's doubles at Wimbledon and repeated their achievement in 1982. Mm. So happy birthday to Paul McNamee.
Now, if you wanted a Booker T and the MGs, what song would you want?
Oh, Green Onions.
Yeah, Green Onions is coming up
next, after you've done your chatting. Okay. And happy birthday to, and Anne might like this, given that she's from Scottish heritage, Les McEwan from the Bay City Rollers. It's his birthday today. He's 64.
Ooh, he's an old man.
Yeah. His group, the Bay City Rollers, had lots of 1970s hits, including Bye Bye Baby, Give a Little Love, I Only Want to Be With You, Shang-a-Lang. Oh, the hits, they just keep coming, don't they? And funnily enough, he toured in Australia in 2017 and 2018 with his new outfit of the Bay City Rollers. But I think he was the only original Bay City Roller in it.
Oh, okay. So we wouldn't have gone to that.
Mm. So tell me, Anne, did you have all the Bay City Roller garb, you know, the tartan scarf tied around your wrist and
no.
your flared denim jeans that were
no.
light? What they had...
No.
tartan around the edge?
No.
Your stripy socks?
No.
No. Oh, Anne, you're no fun.
But I had an Ebba scarf.
You weren't much of a Bay City Roller fan then?
No, I don't think so. The old, you know, I like the old song and things like the one we're having up next, but I'm not a big Bay City Roller. I sort of like lots of things, but I'll like one song from that and I like one song from that. Even Ed Sheeran, I love Ed Sheeran, but I don't love all his songs. You know, there's always a few. And in fact, but probably only ABBA is what I love. There's not one song that I've listened to that I don't go, oh, I don't like that one. I think I love all of theirs.
You're a hard woman to please, aren't you?
I know, that's right, that's right. But I do love music. And you know, I went to a party not so long ago and we listened to what's his name, the Australian singer?
Barnsey?
Yeah, Barnsey. I actually don't think I'd ever actually really heard any of his songs, but yeah, it's not my cup of tea. You know, I think they played me out of Barnsey.
Sorry, Jimmy Barnes, if you're listening.
Sorry, we'll still have you on the radio and I'll play your song all the time.
All right, well, let's have a little bit of Bay City Rollers.
All right, we're going to have Bay City Rollers, Bye Bye Baby, and Booker T and the MGs, Green Onions. Green Onions.
Green Onions.
Yeah, Green Onions. Here it comes.
Just gotta tell her anyway.
Your sound, your community. Alive 90.5.
Welcome back to Alive 90.5's Pick a Mix with Anne and Julie. I just pipped down the post then.
Well, I did it to you last week.
So that was Booker T and the MGs, in case you were wondering what Green Onions was.
I think it's the names of songs that puts me off. I think I've never heard that song before. There's no ways. Green Onions. And then when you hear it, you go, oh, yeah, I do know that song.
And I tried to sing that song to Anne during the Bay City Rollers, and I ended up doing Bonanza. So yeah. I had it in my head, but it just didn't come out right.
It wasn't working.
Should we take a little look at On This Day in History?
I think so. What happened on this day
in
history?
Well, a few interesting little things. The infamous Loch Ness Monster photo. Do you remember seeing that black and white photo?
Yep.
I think it was a fake, but it was taken in 1933.
They haven't proven that it wasn't a fake.
Well, maybe it's just me being a little bit cynical, but I think it was a fake.
I don't know. I think it could have been real. I've tested it and done everything on it, haven't
they? Yeah, that's
right. Spent millions on it, actually.
Yeah, that's
to
right.
To work out if it is true or not. I think that you can't say that there's nothing not scary, but a monster or an unusual creature down there, because it is so black and dark that why can't there be something down there, but whether it's a Nessie or not.
Yeah.
But, you know, it got the population going over there, didn't it?
It did,
you know, everybody
yeah.
goes, oh, I've got to go and see Loch Ness, you
yeah,
know.
So. Yeah, and it's a long way up to get to Loch Ness. You've got to be determined to,
to get
travel
there.
All that distance,
yeah,
haven't you?
Yeah, so.
I've been to Loch Ness, but we didn't see the monster.
No,
which convinced me it's a fake.
Yeah,
it's a
just
scam.
Just because you didn't see it. Don't forget, that was years ago. It could have died by now.
Are you trying to suggest I'm old? what else happened? So, Cabbage Patch Dolls. Do you remember Cabbage Patch Dolls?
I wanted a Cabbage Patch Doll because my friend had one and she was 16.
Okay.
And she was giving it to her birth. She used to get everything. I didn't. And I wanted a Cabbage Patch Doll, but they're ugly things.
Yeah, well, they went on sale in 1983 on this day in the US. This one made me smile. New Zealand won a cricket test game in Australia for the first time in 1985.
And have they won one since?
I don't know. I suspect not. The first McHappy Day was held in Australia in 1991. There was one paying customer at a US gridiron game between Washington State and San Jose State in Washington in 1955. It was played as scheduled despite high winds and a temperature of 0 degrees Fahrenheit.
So one person only one that went, and they made him pay? That's cruel.
Yep, that's
they
right.
could have just said, I'll just sit down and watch.
And 1 degree, 0 degrees Fahrenheit, that's cold, that's not Celsius. Yeah, so he was
cold.
Pretty determined. Yeah. I hope his team won.
Well, at least he was... Well, he might have voted for both of them. But at least he was there. He must have been a very diehard fan.
Yeah. Paul Dizzy Hips Blair achieved the world record for the most hula hoops twirled simultaneously in 2009. He was twirling 132 hula hoops.
Have you watched the little girl doing it on YouTube?
No.
And her dad's holding the hula hoop and she's turning. It's so cute.
No wonder he was called Dizzy Hips, though. No.
Gosh, imagine having that many and how heavy...
Yeah.
That's the thing, it's how heavy they are.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
they
right.
are very light. Lots of people are using hula hoops and poo noodles for Christmas decorations. They stick their baubles on it and then put it on their front door. They look quite good. I just know I would try that and it would be a total disaster.
Lucky a Siamese cat landed at Heathrow Airport after hiding in the hold of a Boeing 747 since October the 9th, so just over a month. And during that time in 1979, Lucky the Siamese cat had flown almost all around the world.
And did he get to eat, though? Does it say? I mean, what would he have eaten?
I assume so, because maybe there's mice and things in the hold of a Boeing 747.
Gross. There's snakes on a plane.
Is there? Well, I've thought the snake would probably eat the cat rather than the other way around.
Oh, yuck, if it's the... But maybe Yeah, maybe just the droppings or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder how long. And also if he lasted, because sometimes in some areas of the plane he wouldn't.
Mm, you know, the pressure cold, and everything. Yeah, yeah. But Lucky, I think, was lucky. There's no suggestion that Lucky didn't, you know, that Lucky was unlucky.
That's so right, because he survived for a month.
Yeah, that's right. And then the last one for this afternoon, Paul McCartney became the first singer to broadcast live to space when he sent a wake-up call to the International Space Station during a concert in 2005.
Well done, Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
He's famous.
Yes.
Mm. We were going to play him next.
We were.
But I've got Black Eyed Peas and Bon Jovi.
Oh, what happened to Paul McCartney?
He's down there.
Well, maybe we'll come back to Paul McCartney.
Yes, I think we should have the Black Eyed Peas, Just Can't Get Enough, and Bon Jovi, You Give Love a Bad Name.
Night and day, I'm addicted, wanna jump inside your love. I wouldn't wanna have it any other way. I'm addicted and I just can't get enough.
I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. Honey got a sexy on steaming. She give my hotness a new meaning. Perfection, mommy, you gleaming. Inception, you got above a dreaming, dreaming. Damn, baby, I'm fiending. I'm trying to holler at you, I'm screaming. Let me love you down this evening.
Love you, yeah, you know you are my demon.
Girl, we could form a team and I could be the king, you could be the queen. And my mind's dirty and it don't need cleaning.
I love you long time, so you know the meaning.
Oh, baby, I can't come down, so please come help me out. You got me feeling high and I can't step off the cloud. And I just can't get enough.
Boy, I think about it every night and day. I'm addicted, wanna jump inside your love. I wouldn't wanna have it any other way. I'm addicted and I just can't get enough.
I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. Honey got me running like I'm Flojo. Signs a name on my heart with an XO. Love so sweet, got me vexed though. I wanna wish it right back like presto, yes. Meantime, I'll wait for the next time. She come around for a toast to the best time. We yell a well back and forth on the text line. She got me fishing for a love, I confess I'm something about a smile and a combo. Got me high and I ain't coming down, yo. My heart's pumping out louder than electro. She got me feeling like Mr. Roboto. Oh baby, I can't come down, so please come help me out. You got me feeling high and I can't step off the cloud. And I just can't get enough.
Boy, I think about it every night and day. I'm addicted, wanna jump inside your love. I wouldn't wanna have it any other way. I'm addicted and I just can't get enough.
This is Mega Switch Up. Switch up. Switch up.
I just can't
switch up.
Lock, sunk in your bed, rock hot, up in your love shot. Knock out by your cold shot. I'm stuck in your head.
Switch up.
Can't get out. I won't worry. Quit making me feel. Give it to me. I want it all. Know what I mean? Your love is a dose of next.
Switch up.
Addicted. I can't get away from. You afflicted, I need it, I miss it.
Switch up.
I want your loving right next to me. And I can't erase you out of my memory. I just can't
switch up.
Thanks for listening to Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5.
Welcome back to Alive 90.5. You're listening to Pick a Mix with Anne and Julie. And there is a breakdown at the moment with the traffic at Mount Druitt, Great Western Highway, near Carlisle Avenue. Time out things for us that's happening this weekend. There's Steve Martin and Martin Short are on at the International Convention Centre on Sunday, the 17th. Is that Sunday?
Yes.
16th is Saturday, yeah.
Yes.
So the pair's first live show was filmed for Netflix special that was nominated for 4 Emmy Awards. That sounds like good, actually. I wish I missed that one, because Martin is 73 and they're 69. Steve Martin is 73. Mm. Do you remember watching movies with him? And
yes, he was in, oh, what was it, Father of the Bride, And there was a sequel.
There was another one, yes. Well, there was lots of movies.
Yeah.
Cheaper by the Dozen like that we used to watch. He was so good. There's School of Rock, which is on tomorrow night. It starts tomorrow night and it's right up until the January 26th. And that's a good show as well. We've watched that movie lots of times. Rise and Brine. That's on Oxford Tavern in Petersham. That's everyone's favourite sour green condiment, which doubles as an alleged hangover cure. I don't know what that is. A slushy whiskey and pickle juice shot.
Yuck. Ooh.
Not my cup of tea. Dating with Dogs is on this weekend on November the 17th, which is Sunday. Dogs are one of the ultimate icebreakers, so it stands to reason that the addition of the few four-legged friends could radically improve this fun singles night. So have a look at that. Dating with Dogs, it's called.
So how does that work? You take your dog with you?
Yes, or? And you meet like-minded folk to mingle over drinks, snacks and dog-related stories.
Oh, okay.
Sounds good though, doesn't it?
So is it like speed dating but just with dogs, or?
I don't know. It says, with a side pup, cuddles are invited to meet. Mm. Hold on, I'm just having a look. This is the rational. You can, of course, bring your own pooch, but dogless daters won't miss out, because with a little help from local rescue organisations, the social dog company, there will be plenty of pups on hand. Oh my God, that's terrible, because I'd come home with a dog.
Forget a dating partner.
I know,
just
dating partner, come home with a dog. You get a dog. Oh, sorry, you get a drink on arrival, canopies and a doggy bag. Oh my gosh. Sounds good though, but you knowing me, I would be coming home with, because they're puppies. How can you not come home with a puppy? At Bondi on Saturday, there's a huge celebration of live music, art and feasting, presents a day and night program so everyone can get into the party. That sounds good too. Let me have a look. Is there the Westies Market, Nepean Creative and Performing Arts High School, Western Sydney, on Sunday? They've revamped format of the Westies Market for 2019. Could be a sign that the West knows best when it comes to fresh produce and even fresher style.
I like that. The West knows best.
Definitely. I've just noticed that there is a breakdown car on live traffic, Western Motorway near Roper Road, and there's also a breakdown truck on Mount Druitt Great Western Highway, and that is there's a pole there as well. Let's have a look one more. The Sydney Opera House on Friday night and Saturday night, we've got Leah Salonga. You definitely know Leah Salonga's face. She originated the leading role of Kim in the West End and Broadway productions of Miss Saigon, and is the singing voice of two Disney princesses, Mulan and Jasmine. Her powerhouse voice will soar over the Sydney Symphony Orchestra across 3 shows at the Opera House. That's this weekend. Sounds good, doesn't it? Well, that's it for this weekend, but we'll see on the update on the fires, Julie.
Busby Maru, one of my favourite bands at the moment, is on Friday night at Marrickville.
Oh, okay. Are you going?
I am.
Oh, say hello to Julie if you're there.
I am.
Music. I was going to say some upbeat music, and then Red, Uptown Girl, is what we're playing next. So we've got a bit of Billy Joel, Uptown Girl, and Bryan Adams, Run to You. We'll be back after this.
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. East Village, developed by Pace, is a mixed-use residential and retail precinct combining leading-edge apartments and a unique and vibrant urban marketplace. East Village has won numerous prestigious awards, including the 2015 Australian Development of the Year awarded by the Urban Task Force. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
To your sound, your community. Alive 90.5.
Found out about you and I.
Welcome back. You're listening to Alive 90.5 with Bigger Mix with Anne and Julie. And that was I'm Going to Run to You.
Brian Adams. Yes, it was his birthday last week. Yes, I seem to remember, wasn't
saying
it?
That, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, I probably wasn't listening. No, I do. That was rude. So, yes, we've had a good show. We've got about 3 minutes to go, and then Jerem will be on with the drive. But I'll just, I don't know if you remember last week we had the Hills Women's Shed coming on and talking about what's happening in their month. And we've on the 24th of November at Castle Hill Showground from 1 p.m. till 5 p.m, they've got Spring in the Hills Kite Festival. This is organised by the Coco Youth Group. And it's also a partner with the Women's Shed Hillshire and Rotary Club of Carlingford. And they're going to have stalls where you can buy a kite for $5. You can fly your business name high above. The best looking competition wins. You have food stalls, cakes. It's such a fun family day. And it's free to get in.
Excellent. It sounds great, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And there's also a kite professional kite man that's going to be there to teach you how to kite, and he guarantees that the kites you buy there will fly.
Yes,
hopefully he'll come along and help you if you
yes
can't.
That's right. Yes.
And then don't forget walking netball. Stay active, stay energized. Walking netball is a health and well-being program which caters to all fitness levels. The program brings together a variety of low intensity cardio, strength, balance, stretching and netball skills over for 60 minutes, finishing with a game of netball.
Ooh.
It's a fun thing. So just look on Walking Netball and join Walking Netball. And I think that's it, isn't it, Julie? For
that's
week?
It. Yes, yeah. Another week done.
Another week done. Who have we got next week, Julie?
Me and you.
It's us again. Woohoo! All right. Well, have a good week, everybody. Look out and stay safe with the fires. And to all those fireys and volunteers that are helping, we do really appreciate it. And look after yourselves as well. All right. The drive will be coming up after this.
Yeah.
Everyone at our wedding cried. Even our wedding cake was in tears.
Oh, dear.
When I start to think about, there's a longing in the sound. There is more I could be. In darkness I live.